And welcome back to the PM Sports Page. It's now time to talk with our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. Pleased to be joined by Waco senior Aubrey Garnsey. Aubrey, great to have you on. Thanks for coming on this week.
Thank you for having me.
Aubrey, the team's coming off of a huge victory Tuesday night. You faced off with West Burlington, a really good team out of the South Division. So first off, Aubrey, come out with that four-set win on Tuesday. What was the team doing right?
I think our defense was on point. Everyone was scrappy, and I think everyone was ready to go. And that was the main thing we were really focused on because of Sydney Marlowe. She's an all-around good player, and we knew that she was their biggest weapon, and we had to change some things around, and we really focused on that, and I think that's really what helped us win the game.
Mm-hmm. You know, you were in control pretty much every set, even the first one that you lost. You know, you were in control. They kind of clipped you at the end. How did the team respond after that first set and able to rally off three straight wins?
As soon as we got into the team room, our coach came in. You know, he did the usual coach thing, kind of raised his voice a little. But, like, when he did that, he gave us the pep talk. He basically told us that it's time to show people what we can do. And I think that really just pumped everyone up. So when we went back out there, we were all just set on winning.
Mm-hmm. This is a West Burlington team that's been good for a while. You saw them earlier in the year in a tournament, fell to them. So what do you think changed this go-around?
We wanted redemption. We wanted to beat them, especially since they beat us in our championship game at our home tournament. That really made a big difference for us. We were all a little angry about it. So, yeah, I think revenge is pretty much what we wanted in that scenario.
Mm-hmm. Tradition at Waco High after a home wins play the Hokey Pokey. I'm sure that one was a little extra special last night.
Yeah, it definitely was. We beat West Burlington last year at a tournament. And then we lost them later on in the season. And I think West Burlington has always been one of the tougher teams for us. So for us to go in there and beat them, our first conference game, that was huge for us, I think. Mm-hmm. I think it really sets the tone for the rest of the season.
Mm-hmm. Well, Aubrey, over the weekend, you picked up your 1,000th career dig. So I want to talk about that. What does that record mean to you throughout your time at Waco?
It actually means a lot for me. When I was a freshman, I was just kind of thrown in as a libero, not really knowing what I was doing. And it was terrifying. So for me to, like, really get a grasp of the game in that way, to kind of completely change my position and still be somewhat successful at it, that means a lot to me.
Mm-hmm. And you have been the libero for a long time, as you mentioned. What do you like about that position?
I like how I'm really in control of myself, like, I control what I do. That really helps a lot, I think.
Well, you have a loaded senior class. This is the year that Waco is kind of looking forward to a long time. What's the team goal for this senior class in this year in 2020?
To go far into the season. That's the main one. We want to make the most of this last season, and we have the talent and skill to do it, I think.
Mm-hmm. Specifically, what type of leadership role have you taken on this year for the team? Are you a leader by example, vocal leader? What kind of leader are you?
I think I'm a leader in kind of a lot of the ways. I'm on the court. I'm always talking. I'm always trying to keep everyone up for the most part. I don't really know. I feel like I really do try hard, as hard as I can for every game, every point. I hustle after balls. I think that really makes a difference in my leadership. I think that shows people.
Sure. What part of your game do you think has improved the most from last year in your junior campaign to this season?
I feel like throughout every year that I played libero, I feel like that I've just gotten more in control of my movement, I feel like. And I feel like I can read things better. So, yeah.
Sure. Last question that pertains to volleyball. If this team is going to go far, like you mapped out with a team goal, make it to possibly a state tournament, what are a few keys?
Mentality, for sure. We have to be willing to put in the work. We're going to have to work hard because it's not easy. Mm-hmm. And if we can all get on the same page, completely on the same page on what everyone needs to do, and if everyone is willing to put in that work, then I think that we could do a lot of things as a team.
Right on. Well, Aubrey, since you are a senior, just, you know, before you know it, graduation will be here. Have you thought about the future yet?
Yes, I would like to go to college for nursing. I'm not exactly sure on where yet.
Okay. So what got you into nursing?
I decided to get my CNA, or like take a course to get my CNA. And in my lab practicals or whatever, where we would go to nursing homes, I realized that I actually really like helping people. It's fun for me, I think.
For sure. Last question before I let you go here, Aubrey. Our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. So how do you use that motto to prepare for a game?
We start off by stretching for 5 to 10 minutes. Then we, you know, do the usual warm up your shoulders, stuff like that. Then we go into hitting lines. So our coaches will first signify passing to the outside and the right side. Then it'll go to our coach tossing to the setter and then hitting. And then it'll go to the passers joining and him tossing to the passers and then passing to the setter, that stuff like that. And then we like to serve. And, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Well, Aubrey, congratulations on a fantastic win and best of luck rest of the season.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's Aubrey Garnsey of the Waco volleyball team. Join us as this week's Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. Aubrey has been a key cog to the Warrior machine so far this year as they have built up a 9-1 record. Let's step aside, come back with more right after this on today's PM Sports page, AIM.FM KCII.